Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 184 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Kind of a late night episode, but it's been a fantastically busy weekend. Lots of gaming. We should probably bounce back to leading into the week. I'm not recalling a huge amount of gaming throughout the week, however, are you? Like,
no.
It's just been a busy week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So, Friday night, we snuck in a little bit, if I recall correctly. I'm not recalling what specifically at this point.
Yeah.
And then the cat is traveling to Nail Fury to be in his lap now. Okay. And then yesterday, Saturday, because this is the 16th, we went over to Sword Agent's apartment, and basically the whole day, pretty much, was D&D. And unfortunately, your sister and future brother-in-law had some car trouble,
yep.
So they weren't able to join us like we were originally planning to continue the Tyranny of Dragons scenario book, but fortunately I had why does Siri trigger at the worst times? I didn't say its name at all, but we no and so after some debating on what we did were to do, we settled on Strixhaven, which fortunately I own three scenarios for D&D 5th edition. Witchlight, the carnival, the Wild Beyond the Witchlight, the carnival one. Tyranny of Dragons, which is a two-book set. And then here's the late night effect kicking in. And then we have the Strixhaven, which is the Magic the Gathering crossover one. And if you're unfamiliar, it gives you the Owlkin stat block, so you can make owl people, basically. And everything there happens on a magic college campus. So the first thing I did was I threw out the rule of this scenario that everybody had to be a wizard. That would have been boring. Completely boring. So you created, what did you create there, bud, for that?
Goliath Rogue.
A Goliath Rogue. So again, think World of Warcraft Tauren Rogue. It's just this giant thing that's suddenly sneaky. It doesn't make any sense, but you did it anyway.
Yep.
And then, let's see here. Your brother was a dumb monk.
Human.
Your older brother was a dumb monk.
Human.
And then your younger brother was a druid. A stabby druid. Like, I don't think he cast a single druid spell. He was just running around stabbing things with a dagger this whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your sister-in-law was a pot-smoking, I'm not sure what, maybe rogue?
Oh, yeah.
She was also a rogue?
Yeah. She's just also
a stoner.
Because she's busy with the child.
Yes, because the grandson was very demanding of just her. He did not want to be passed around. A few times he would climb on Sword Agent and be cuddled to dad, but for the most part he just wanted mom. So we kind of built in that her character was a stoner and either distracted or zoning out on a regular basis. And then finally, your brother's best friend that has not been on the podcast yet was a wizard. Just straight up wizard. We had one. Your little sister originally created a wizard, and then she got distracted doing other things. So, yeah, we have a wizard character for her, but she very quickly lost interest. She's 11, though.
Yeah.
It's fair. Fair. And then today, you, while I was playing D&D with your aunt, you did a lot of Helldivers, right?
Yeah.
And then we moved on to Marvel Rivals for a few games. And then I drove your sister back to college. So, the cat is still in your lap. It's adorable.
The cat.
So, I mean, that's the gaming in a nutshell. It was a very busy week. Hopefully we have some more time to game this next week. You're running way low on Steam at this point, so you're probably headed up after this. So I'll process the podcast, washing dishes, and see where I am energy-wise. The unfortunate thing is, when I drive your sister back to college, I also need to caffeinate lightly just to make sure I can drive safely, especially with your little sister tagging along to be able to spend some time with her big sister. So, yeah, I'm caffeinated. And caffeine actually has the traditional effect on me, unlike the rest of you.
Yeah, for me, I just mellow out, become balanced with the force.
Balanced with the force. So, with that being said, and the fact that you're tired, is there anything that you have stumbled across in the last week news-wise?
I've heard of some sort of bill passed for water starting to be unclean at some point.
Not sure I heard about that one. So they're just working on environmental regulation changes?
Yeah, I've seen a couple TikToks of people just like, oh yeah, Trump will do a great job running the country. Yeah, and then we'll be drinking water that it has
poison in it?
No.
Basically?
S word.
Oh. Poo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's actually not, rather than a bill, I think that was him as the executive branch instructing the Environmental Protection Agency to roll back restrictions, roll back regulations, stop watching for all of this as much. So, unfortunately, that's right within his power, because the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is an executive branch, Congress-created entity, and as the technical head of the executive branch, he can command them to do things like that.
Would that mean eventually people would run out of water bottles and...
One extra dumb thing he's doing right now regarding the EPA is the Colorado River. So previous administrations, even his administration last time around, there were business incentives to tell farmers that are along the Colorado River, please don't plant anything on your farms. We're going to pay you not to plant anything, so that way you're not using the river water to irrigate your farm, because the reservoir is low. We don't want the river drying up, the reservoir drying up. This time around, because Musk is meddling, he's like, oh, that's wasteful. We're just giving money away without really thinking about why we're doing it. So now these farmers, come planting season, aren't going to have an economic incentive to not plant, to not use the water. So we're going to have a West Coast water problem pretty soon. A Southwest Coast, because, crap, I'm forgetting where the Grand Canyon is, but the Colorado River cuts right through the Grand Canyon. So, I guess I'm going to blame the time of day for Arizona. There we go. So that region down there is the one that is going to have some water problems pretty soon. Oh, Trump, you're an idiot. They play checkers. That's what it is. They're looking for the quick, easy win jumps instead of going, let's plan out 5 steps ahead, 10 steps ahead. What are the consequences going to be?
As much as I like the easy route, when you're president, you should not be allowed to take the easy route.
I would agree with that, but that's nowhere in the Constitution. I love the theory, but it's nowhere in the Constitution. So, oh, the bedtime reminder is about to go off because of the time. So, all of the lights turn on. I have the lights to program to turn on. Harass us in a moment.
Love you guys. Bedtime for sure at this point.
And then it turns off all the lights in a moment. So I'll have to command the lights to turn back on. I apologize if any listeners have Echo devices. I'll have to command them to turn back on in a moment.
I'm turning off all the lights slowly. Please be sure you're headed up.
There it is. So, anyway, any other fun political news come to mind? Hate to put you on the spot, but more planes have been crashing, just so you know.
Seriously?
Seriously, so we have actually seen a downtick in airline ticket purchases because so many planes are crashing, statistically.
Wow.
And so yeah, it's that dumb. Alexa, office lights on.
Okay.
So I'm getting ahead of it. And then otherwise we have the stock market doing fun, wonky things thanks to all of the tariffs. And even some of the right-wing news sources are like, please, please stop messing with tariffs. Stop doing tariffs at all. Tariffs are bad.
There was one thing, I can't remember for sure, but I'm wanting you to be able to confirm this or not or
Okay.
something. Supposedly, the US has been put on a watch list for human rights.
Human rights violations. That happens from time to time because that's just what we do. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Alexa, office lights on.
Mostly was
Okay.
asking about it because I was wondering if Trump had anything to do with it.
Well, there's the college student with a green card who recently was grabbed by Homeland Security for speaking out against Israel, exercising his First Amendment rights as a.
Shut up.
Those Siri devices. Wow. So he's exercising his First Amendment rights. Homeland Security shows up and tries to terminate his green card, which means he's a permanent legal resident of the United States, not a legal citizen, mind you, just a legal resident. His wife is a legal citizen, pregnant wife. And the government swept in and said, "You're coming with us." She's like, "Show me your warrant. It's digital. We don't have it, blah, blah, blah." They made up a bunch of lame excuses. You don't let somebody into your home without a warrant. Period. End of discussion. If they are an official individual of capacity, you don't have to let anyone into your house or home, apartment, even hotel room, or car, for that matter, without a warrant. There are some exceptions to that, very few exceptions, but under normal circumstances, you can tell somebody in official capacity standing at your front step, unless you have a warrant, go away.
Did the lady fall for the excuse?
They stopped her from closing the door, because that's the other thing. Don't open the door in the first place. Yell through the door. But they were waiting for this guy. So they were waiting in the apartment hallway, followed them to his apartment, so they couldn't shut the door fully. It's that whole, I'm a police officer, I'm going to put my foot in the door. So if you close the door on my foot, you have suddenly officially attacked me with the door.
That's stupid.
It is stupid, but it is how they get you. So you don't open the door for an officer.
Is that even legal them to do?
It's highly questionable if it's legal, but it's a tactic that they use. And because the door was opened in the first place, it's a very gray area.
Honestly, in my opinion, I'd see it as them attempting to frame the house residents, because usually people open the door just naturally. Unfortunately.
And that's where everybody has to get into the habit of, don't open the door. Don't even let them know that you're home. If you have the resources available to you, get some kind of a camera doorbell, like we have on our front door. Security camera doorbell. So then you don't even have to go to the door to peek out and see who's out there. Or in an apartment situation, you have the peephole. Hotel room, you have the peephole. Or, you know, even if you have to go up to the front door and look out the front door window, you see it's an officer, don't open the door. Yell through the door. How can I help you? Stay respectful. But you do not and should not open the door. End of discussion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a mess. They're still working on getting the husband back home because the court, a court did order him to be returned. So we've got that going for us. But this isn't going to be the first time. Or this was the first time, but it's not going to be the last time. And it's disturbing that it was even done, especially in the United States, where freedom of speech is right there in the Constitution. But because it's not their form of freedom of speech, they went after the guy.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's messy. It's going to continue to be messy. And is there anything else on your mind? Nothing immediately pops up?
Not really, but maybe bring up some of the funny things that happened in D&D yesterday.
We'll segue over to that to close things in a moment then, but the Rich People Index, Feelings Index, or otherwise the stock market, is not having a good time with the tariffs situation either. So Trump, even though he supposedly has the best words and the best ideas for the economy, it's almost like he's run every single business that he's ever had into the ground and is now doing the same in a very quick fashion to the government and the economy. So there is hefty rumor that we're going to have another recession pretty soon unless things correct themselves. And that's why you see even the right-wing media going, please stop with the tariffs. Please. We don't like this.
Chrissy, wake up.
Trumpy, wake up. We don't
Like
like this.
this.
Trumpy,
Trumpy,
wake
wake
up.
up.
Wow, we're off key, but yes, exactly. What's your favorite anecdote though, to close out on something fun? What's your favorite anecdote from yesterday's D&D?
Probably whenever a sword agent would attempt to bring up the werewolf story, and anytime he'd say his name, Key Dog, he'd jiggle his keys.
So he decided to have the monk class with the folk hero background story or background. And he asked for a couple of very simple custom things, non-magical items, really, with a werewolf cloak. So, a cloak made out of a werewolf, a brick. And then the keys to the city or keys to the village, which just was a random set of keys that an elderly member of the village handed the guy to make him be quiet and thank him. And then the entire backstory is basically he's so overbearing that the town paid to send him off to college. So he was quite creative on, a very quick basis of generating this backstory. The werewolf cloak, for example, he led the werewolf into a back alley where the werewolf was actually killed by a falling brick. So he didn't do anything. But he decided to run with the story and make himself the hero and be very overbearing with it.
Especially in the library. Bleh.
In the library,
Yeah.
yeah, in the college library, yep. So he really gets into his roles, and it's fun to see him just cut loose in such a creative way.
And then the elephant situation.
Oh, because there's a elephant student. I don't know what species he happens to be, but
Elephant humanoid.
yeah, he's an elephant humanoid. And that's what we ended on, was some kind of a challenge for the group to break into one of the campus's manors. To steal a cursed doll of some sort, or a potentially cursed doll. And we left it at that because it was getting late.
Yeah, and also just the fact that he was threatening to throw the elephant student into whatever traps could be there.
Yep.
And then my character is just like, can you even lift the dude?
Because monks, their dump stat is usually strength, not intelligence, so that was interesting choice of your brothers. But their primary then stat is dexterity. Just because, they're quick, they're acrobatic, they're jumping around, they're punching things.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. This particular group is going to be easier to assemble than the other two groups that go over to your brother's apartment sometimes to play. So hopefully we get to play and continue this scenario book in the future. At some point, I'm going to have to sit down and actually create a world or create a scenario or campaign myself, but time.
Yeah.
Or introduce you guys to other games, because my primary original game is Mage the Ascension, which is completely different from D&D, but I have a crap ton of books for that. So
Is it from the ancient years?
it is from the ancient years, because the latest edition is a 20th anniversary edition, for crying out loud. And that edition came out a few years ago at this point. So extra ouch. Extra ouch. The play by email game I have going is 21 years old. Yeah. Because we started that right before your big sister was born. So yeah, that's been around for ages at this point. Fewer players than what it started out with, but it's been around for ages. And with the cat waving, unless there's something else that comes to mind, bud, I know you're losing energy rapidly, so should we wrap up episode 184?
Sure. Also, did you get soda for everyone?
I did not remember to get soda for everyone. No, I'm sorry, buddy. But Keela, by the way, is in support of cheeseburgers and knows nothing about bodies in her garden because she doesn't have a garden, but she does have a shirt that says, "I run better than the government," which, yeah, so do we. So do we, Keela. I think we all do right now. Even those of us that are heavily medicated. But, so yeah. With that, episode 184 is on the books, or will be as soon as I process everything. And if you want to leave a comment, there are plenty of places to do it. The podcast blog, the standardflameflash.net blog, the YouTube posting, or you can write in at podcast@flameflash.net. And Nail Fury is going full turkey dance. Oh, there were turkeys everywhere on campus trying to leave campus, so they blocked traffic, and I couldn't even leave for like 2 minutes because they were just crossing the street in their little gobbly way.
Should have been chickens.
Should have been chickens. Yeah, why did the turkeys cross the road? To block traffic on the college campus. That's why. The other side of the road was a hospital, and they were leaving a park. Like, come on, guys. Why? But with that, we'll close out.
Live with honor.
Indeed.